views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get ready for a game changer. Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sarah will bring you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Now here's your host, Sarah Westall.
Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall, and you're listening to Conscious Business Radio on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Today we have an exciting topic. I love the field of archaeology because there is so much information that they're digging up and so much out there to show that, in my opinion, that human history is quite different than what we have been taught in school. There are a lot of facts and information out there that archaeologists and scientists and researchers have been digging up. With the advent of the internet, we are beginning to be able to share all that information with people. And the new technology that's out there with the satellite systems being able to go in and see where the structures are under the earth, we know now that there are millions of structures everywhere. And we're also, with carbon dating, has gotten so good that we can now tell how old some of these structures are. We also have evidence of precision tooling that shows you that what we believe these primitive societies had, which was just hand tools and copper tools, wood hand tools, it would be impossible for them to do the precision tooling that they're finding on these structures, these pyramids and different structures all over the world. And they're finding other things that, you know, energy that's emitting from these structures and all sorts of very interesting things. So what I have today is we have Dr. Sam, and I am really bad at pronouncing his name. It's Dr. Sam Osmanagic. I hope I didn't tear that apart on him. I hope I don't get an email from him telling me that you just tore apart my name. But regardless, I'm calling him Dr. Sam. And he is going to come and talk about the Bosnian pyramids. And they are known to be the oldest and largest structures in the world. Now, he is under a lot of criticism from mainstream archaeologists and from other people. However, one thing that I really like about his project, not only do the authorities in Bosnia really support him, the last two presidents and his people, he's a celebrity there, everyone knows who he is, but he also has the most transparent project in the world. Anyone can go there and see what he's doing, and he is seeking out the top experts in the world to do research on the pyramids to prove what these things are and whether his findings are accurate. It's an amazing story that he has to come and tell. And so I'm not going to talk too much longer. I want to get right into the interview. So here is Dr. Sam. Hi, Dr. Sam. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm happy to be with you.
Well, I'm excited to talk to you because you have an amazing project going over there in Bosnia. And archaeology is in the midst of a huge change, huge paradigm change, huge conflicts within the field, and just a lot of differing information based on what history has written and what people are finding now all over the world. Can you talk about that a little bit before we get into your specific project?
Gladly. In the last 20 years, we've been witnessing a huge, sensational archaeological discoveries. And they're going to forever change our history books. For example, in the mid-90s, on the bottom of the Pacific floor, very close to the Yonaguni Islands in Japan, a number of underwater cities were discovered. Today, they are called Yonaguni monuments. Now, obviously, nobody was building cities on the bottom of the Pacifica. Now, those cities were built over 12,000 years ago. And they change our idea about the advanced societies. They've been teaching us in schools that advanced human societies are only 7,000 years old, with Sumerians, Babylon, Akkad, Assyria, ancient Egypt, ancient India. Now we need to change that. There are civilizations even before the end of the last ice age. In eastern Turkey, Dr. Klaus Schmidt from Germany discovered 20 years ago a location with the number of the circular megaliths shaped like letter T, some of them 25 tons or over. Now, there are hundreds of circles like this. Obviously, they were not product of the primitive cavemen. And their age, 11,600 plus years. In eastern Lebanon, there is a location called Baalbek with the stone blocks of 1,250 tons. Until 15 years ago, our technology had a limit of 350-ton cranes. So obviously, somebody in a very distant past had better capabilities than our modern societies today. So if you want to find a proof of more advanced societies in ancient history, we do not need to go metaphysics, because the proofs are in the physical world. And finally, the world of the pyramids. We thought through our history teachers that pyramids are built only in Egypt and Mexico, and that Egyptian pyramids were used as tombs for pharaohs. And that's so wrong. The pyramids were built all over the planet. In China, in the central province of Shanxi, 250 pyramids. And 20 big pyramids are over 12,000 years old. Then we have in Peru, 300 pyramids. We have them in Bolivia, Cambodia, Indonesia, Western Java. 23,000 years old pyramid was discovered by Dr. Danny Hillman, PhD from California.
How do they know? Then, how do they know it's 23,000 years old?
Well, you use the radiocarbon dating. What they did core drilling inside the pyramid. They found organic material, which you can date. It is 23,000 years old. Again, who was building pyramids? A huge structure. This one is 330 feet in height, 23,000 years.
Well, I think the most amazing things is the fact, well, the Egyptian pyramids are kind of laughable, don't you think, in their story? Because they say that they were made in 20 years with hand tools, and they were made to precision that we don't even do today. And there's evidence of core holes and precision tools all over the place. So it's kind of laughable, right? I mean, silly. Their story is silly. And they also claim that the pharaoh, they figured out that the pharaohs made the big pyramid with some graffiti that they found in one by a whole bunch of other graffiti. It's just laughable.
Yeah. No, 20 years from now, people will be laughing at us, what we believed about the Egyptian pyramids. For 200 years, the Egyptologists have been trying to convince us, unfortunately, very successfully, most of our society, that the pyramids were built by the pharaohs of the 3rd, 4th, and 5th dynasty 2,500 years ago, BC. And that's so wrong. Because 2,500 BC or 4,500 years ago, ancient Egyptian pharaohs simply did not have technology or engineering skills or tools to shape, transport, and erect huge structures. The Great Pyramid of Egypt has more than 5 million tons in blocks. 5 million tons. It's a huge construction feat. And yes, you are right. They are saying it was built in the 19 years during the Pharaoh Cheops of the 4th dynasty. Not a single proof for that. When you enter the pyramid, you find the chambers, but they are empty. No royal furniture, no hieroglyphic symbols, no writings, no paintings, no tools, no organic material, not a single proof who, when, how, and why. However, on Egyptian prehistorical vases, 6 to 8 thousand years old, thousands of years before the Pharaoh of the Fourth Dynasty, we can see the motifs of pyramids, meaning they were already there. And yes, we do know that the Great Pyramid of Egypt, with several others on Giza Plateau, in Meidum, in Saqqara, and other places, were built over 12,000 years ago before the end of the last ice age. So, to make it short, they've been telling us in history books that until 7,000 years ago, we were primitive cavemen. And after that, we have evolution. And today, in 21st century, we are the most technologically advanced, the most intelligent, and the most beautiful. Well, we are not. We simply live in the last cycle of humanity. Before this one, there was another one, which ended in the global catastrophe 12,500 years ago, and another one, 18,000, another one, 30,000, 55,000, and 75,000 years ago.
Now, so, with each cycle, do you think that we were advanced, or do you think that the one that made the pyramids were the most advanced, and that happened the last?
Development was really different. It seems that 55,000 years ago, people were very spiritual, but not in the sense that they were very religious, but spiritual in the sense that they had very advanced spiritual senses. With the spiritual senses, you can sense what is outside of this physical, material world. You even have the possibility to tap into the vast knowledge in spiritual reality, which is called the Akashic Record. Akashic Record is the notion that there is a library in this spiritual aspect where all the knowledge about the planetary past and the future is written. So if you find a way to get to this knowledge, then you can learn how to move, how to build in a very intelligent and sophisticated ways. Because what we use today, for example, to transport the big blocks, is the most primitive way, because we fight the gravitational force. Instead, imagine if you can neutralize gravitational force, for example, with the power of the frequency or the sound. So I would say developments were different than what we have today. Today, we are all about technology and materialistic methods.
So you think that there were multiple phases of human cycles, and in those other phases, we were more advanced in different ways. Now, do you think that the pyramids were made in the last cycle, or do you think some of them were made even maybe 55,000 years ago?
I've seen pyramids all over the planet, from China, Indonesia, Cambodia, to Peru, Bolivia, Canary Islands, 200. I've been researching pyramids all over the planet in the last 25 years, and I have concluded that the classification would go like this. The oldest pyramids are at the same time the biggest and the most superior. For example, in China, 250 pyramids, 20 biggest pyramids are the oldest. Those that came later were built by very specific Chinese emperors from 2,300 years ago until 1,000 years before present. In Egypt, the oldest pyramids are the biggest, built from granite and the limestone. Those that came later, by the 12th, 18th, 24th dynasty, were built by the mud brick, inferior material. The same thing in Egypt, Mexico, Bosnia, Peru. What does that mean? It means that the knowledge has been brought to humanity, very possibly, by more advanced civilization, also possibly. Now, we realized that the oldest pyramids were not tombs for pharaohs, kings, or emperors. On the contrary, they were built not for the one dead body, but for the living communities. And they were actually huge energy machines, or to be more precise, energy amplifiers. How did we discover this? Well, through the project in Bosnia. Namely, after 20 years of the pyramid research, I came to Bosnia 10 years ago in April of 2005 in the little Bosnian town of Visoko to visit the local museum. And then what I saw was a huge hill, as they called it, towering the town. But I was looking at it, and it had four sides. Those sides were perfect triangular faces. And even though they were covered by soil and vegetation, you could see nicely the geometry, corners, the same slope from bottom to the top. Geometrically speaking, this was a pyramid. I took a compass, and compass showed me that those sides perfectly match cardinal points, east, west, north, and south. And based on my experience with Egyptian, Chinese, American, Peruvian pyramids, I knew that this is how the pyramids were built. So for me, it was artificial structure, which was covered by soil and vegetation after thousands and thousands of years. So we started excavation in the year of 2006. I established a non-profit foundation for archaeological digging. And in the last 11 years, it has become the most active archaeological site in the world. Every year, hundreds of volunteers, experts from different fields, and our employees are working, uncovering the pyramids, discovering underground tunnels, realizing that we have a huge complex of at least five pyramids, which I named the Bosnian Pyramids of the Sun, Moon, Dragon, Earth, and Love, with a network of tunnels, chambers, intersections, and underground lakes that run for dozens of miles. So now, we are in presence of huge construction complex above and below the ground. But it was not the purpose just to build the complex. In order to find out the purpose, we could not use the knowledge from archaeologists, geologists, historians, museum curators, because nobody is really teaching them about the true purpose of pyramids. We needed to get the help from the experts in energy phenomena.
Well, I think you get the scientists involved, right?
Exactly. We've had six scientific conferences so far, 120 scientists from 27 countries with a number of reports from archaeological, geological, biological, paleological to satellite, geothermal, georadar, and finally, energy measurements. Why I keep saying energy measurements? Because the teams of physicists and electrical engineers, independently from the countries of Croatia, Serbia, Italy, Germany, and Finland, determined that on the very top of the Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun, there was an existence of an energy beam, which is 13 feet in radius, 28 kilohertz frequency, that's going up. So electromagnetic in nature does not go left or right, but it goes up.
But where is it going to? I mean, for use here?
Yeah, I'll tell you. The interesting thing is that in the beginning, this energy beam was getting stronger and stronger, moving away from the pyramid, which is not very logical, because our technology is based on a phenomenon that if you are closer to the source of the energy, the signal is stronger. You move away, it's getting weaker. However, everything is upside down in Bosnia, so our pyramids work differently. You move away, the signal is getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And just last month, and you are the first media to hear this, just last month, we received another set of readings and measurements from the top of the Bosnian pyramids. And we realized that after it's going as an energy beam, 12 to 13 feet in radius, it gets wider and wider. And then again, after about 120 feet, it gets narrower. And again, wider and narrower, wider and narrower. So it reminds us remarkably to scalar waves. What are the scalar waves? Well, according to the conventional physicist, it's still something that it is not discovered. They think it is not in existence. Only a small number of physicists are talking about the scalar waves. The scalar waves, if you want to have them, you have to have two generators, point A and point B, and they both emit the waves. And what's happening, the speed of the scalar waves is faster than the speed of light. Not one or two times, but 10 billion times. Meaning that from point A to point B, even if it is at the end of our galaxy, you would need just a few seconds for a signal to arrive there. So, this is an amazing discovery which we just discovered last month, and we processed the information that we did. So, it means that theoretically, through the top of the Bosnian pyramid of the Sun, you can emit frequencies, information. So, the pyramid becomes very powerful communication device.
That's incredible. I would think that you would, if people started to have a different paradigm and a different way of thinking about this, and you really got the universities and the scientists and the physicists to look at it, we could make huge progress very quickly on understanding this phenomena.
But in the meantime, we have to admit that in the distant past, there was a civilization who was able to send signals from our planet to another one. Interplanetary communication. And this is not that we have today in 21st century. So, they were more advanced, they were from the distant past, we changed the history books. So, we are inferior. The conventional science is not ready to admit that.
But we have to admit it is what it is. If it's there, then let's study it. And that's exactly. A problem I have is that, okay, who cares whatever the history books say? If there's something there that's phenomenal, let's look at it and figure it out. We might not be able to understand it, and it might mess up our history books, but so what? Let's figure it out. It's there. It's amazing. But
the science is there to bring the new information, the new knowledge. So the scientific progress is about that. Unfortunately, those who make obstacles are directors of archaeological institutes, rectors, deans.
Well, why do they have such a hard time? Because
their problem is, they think when they get the position that the knowledge stops with them. But in reality, they become an obstacle for the scientific progress. And unfortunately, it's not only in archaeology. It is in science, in education, in music, in the corporate world, in every other, sector. There are people who want to keep the status quo. When you come with the new progressive ideas, the bigger obstacles you have. But one has, to be persistent, and one has to follow his dream and his noble goals.
Well, I think it's a good time because there's a lot of push for innovation now in the world. And in order to innovate, you have to open your mind and accept new ideas and new things. Who knows what is really there, but you have to open your mind and try to figure it out, right? I was going to say, there's pyramids all over the world. So why are all of these pyramids, are all the bigger, older ones, can they communicate, or do they have some waves and some energy coming out of them as well that we can measure?
Well, unfortunately, the Bosnian Pyramid Project is the only one that encouraged scientists to come and do the measurements. In Egypt, you cannot.
Why?
Climb the
why you won't they let you?
Well, I will tell you why. In 1970s, Egyptologists invited Japanese scientists, geophysicists, to try to find them with their advanced technology, hidden passageways, hidden chambers, and hidden mummies. They never found any passageways or mummies. However, they discovered that every 10 minutes, for example, the second largest pyramid, the Khafre pyramid, changes the energy field. They were so shocked. They said, well, this is not only the structure, this is the energy machine. And Egyptologists threw them out of the country saying, we did not invite you to tell us this is energy machine, but to find us mummies. Well, because they want to keep their paradigm. They've been jealously guarding it for 200 years. The same thing in Mexico. You cannot go there and do the measurements because sometimes they will even arrest you, which is a shame because the knowledge belongs to all of us. Again, you go to Egypt, the Sphinx at the Giza Plateau. In the back, in the front, you can see the wooden pallets. You remove the pallets, you can see the hole. Egyptians been digging there, you know, hiding from the tourists in the evenings. What are they looking? They are looking for the hidden Atlantean library, over 12,000 years old. So when 3 years ago I asked the Giza director, what did they find so far? He answered me, oh, this is confidential. Why is confidential? This is the knowledge that belongs to all of us and we could all benefit. So it should not go just to the Egyptian Supreme Council of Antiquities or elites in UK or US. It should come to all of us. That's why in the Bosnian Pyramid Project, I said our project will be the most open on the planet. And we have been inviting people, professionals and non-professionals alike, to come to join us and to work with us. And guess what? In the last 7 years, I've been having 2,400 volunteers from 62 countries and 6 continents, from 8 years old to 84 years old. All kind of specialties, students, experts in different fields. So it has become the most attractive project in the world. So I mentioned one function of the pyramid, the possible communication function. And let me complete that idea. 100 years ago, the famous Nikola Tesla, the physicist from the Balkan, who was working in Colorado Springs, he built famous Walden Cliff Tower in the state of New York, and after one experiment, he has proven that, he could send unlimited quantities of energy wirelessly between two planets, regardless of their distance. And the frequency that he was using was 28 kilohertz, the same frequency that we measure on the top of the Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun. But this is only one very important possible function. The second one, in the Bosnian Pyramid underground tunnels, we've noticed that people feel good. So far, we have cleaned about 6,000 feet of those tunnels. So it's a huge discovery from prehistorical times. They are over 30,000 years old. So people go in those tunnels. They breathe so good. Deeper they go, they breathe better and better. People with asthma, when they get out, they don't need air pumps no more, inhalators. So people come with
permanently, permanently or just for a
three
while?
Three to six months. People come with a high blood pressure. They get out, from the higher blood pressure, it gets normalized. People go with the high sugar, high glucose in the blood, it gets normalized.
And this is all scientifically proven.
We have done medical study and we have hundreds of testimonies in writing and on video clips. So we wanted to find scientific explanation what's happening in those tunnels. And look at this. First, we measured the concentration of negative ions. The medical science know that the negative ions are very good for our health because they clear the air from the dust. They raise the level of oxygen in our blood, and they kill the viruses and bacteria. More negative ions, better for us. In your studio, my home, we have very low concentration of negative ions because we have so many, you know, devices, TVs and computers and microwaves, all this crap. So it is about 100 negative ions per cubic centimeter. We go outside to the downtowns of big cities, 400. Out of the villages, 800. By the rivers, very refreshing, 1,500. On the top of the mountains in the forest, 4,000. Very healthy. In the Bosnian Pyramid tunnels, 20 to 40,000 negative ions per cubic centimeter. Somebody was building underground healing facility. And that's not all. The second element that we measured was the cosmic radiation. We live on the surface of the planet, and we love it. You know, we love the sun and the blue sky. We love the moon. We love the stars, very romantic. But a lot of radiations, and some of them are very harmful for our body. We go in the Bosnian Pyramid tunnels, no negative cosmic radiations. Element number three, natural radioactivity coming from the underground. In the tunnels, no radioactivity. So the moment you enter the Bosnian Pyramid tunnels, your body does not have enemies. Your body cell can finally start doing their job. What is their job? To fix the problems in our body, to start the regeneration process, to start the self-healing process. And that's the reason why people who come with different diseases, different illnesses, different weaknesses, when they get out, their problems are getting resolved or they are solved. So the self-healing aspect is becoming extremely important when it comes to the pyramid energy. Because what is the most important in our life? Good health and prolonged life. And this is what we are getting from the pyramid energy.
Do you think that possibly in China and all these other big pyramids that possibly it's the same deal?
They have not been researching it. I was talking to my Chinese colleagues, archaeologists. They told me that they know about the tunnels. They don't go there. They don't have permission from their government. Their government forbidden them to uncover the biggest pyramids. Why? Because they are over 12,000 years ago. Officially, Chinese history, 5,000. Officially, history of advanced Chinese society is only 2,300 years old. With the Emperor Qin, everything started. And now, because of the pyramids, we need to go back for 10,000 years.
Do you think that they pretty much, our history book, after the last cataclysm and a lot of the humans died out, and then we rebuilt. So basically, history starts at the last cataclysm. We were just hunters-gatherers, and we started building up, and then we got civilization again, maybe.
Exactly. 7,000. Exactly. 12,000 years ago, huge global catastrophe, earthquakes and volcanic eruptions on unimaginable scale, tsunamis, 1,000 feet. So what happened? The civilization was lost. Over 99% of humans were wiped off from the face of the planet. Very few survived who got hidden in underground tunnels or natural caves on the top of the mountains. They got out after several months. They saw that their civilization was gone. They had to start from the beginning. And this is what we call the Neolithic society. So it was just the beginning of the cycle. But they thought that they were the first one. Today we think that we are the only one.
But do you think they forgot, or do you think, you know, as the generations, could they forgot? But there should be information besides the pyramids. There should be other information and clues that are like libraries.
Now, the only information that we have at this point are the traces of huge megalithic sites. I mentioned some. Yonaguni Monuments on the bottom of the Pacific. Machu Picchu in eastern Peru. Everybody's saying it was royal retreat for Incas 800 years ago. Wrong. Incas were the last civilization who came there, the most primitive. If you go there to Peru, you will see that there are at least four distinctive civilizations. The first one being 55,000 years old, which was the most advanced because their stone blocks were 250 tons in mass. 250, and they
and
were.
And don't they come together perfectly? Like, you can't even put a...
Them. Yes, they come perfectly. Why? Because they were using different technology. No binding materials. Those blocks were not moved by cranes or forklifts. But they were probably, you know, they moved them through the air. They knew how to neutralize gravitational force. The second civilization, over 12,000 years, they were using blocks of tens of tons. Then the third one, even smaller one. So finally, when Inca came and they discovered that long-lost city, they used the small stones to make partition between those huge walls. And this is where they were bringing their royals. And now we are saying, oh, it was built by Inca. We cannot be more wrong than that. So we have to admit that history of civilization is not the history of evolution advancing all the time, cycle after cycle. So many places like that. But I mentioned pyramids because they are everywhere. The pyramids in Egypt, the oldest one, over 12,000 years ago, they've been telling us there are no tunnels under the pyramids. And they knew that they existed. What was their problem? Because they knew they were prehistorical, not built by the pharaohs. That's why we need to change that. And thanks to internet, thanks to YouTube, finally, so many information are getting on the surface. You cannot stop that. You cannot limit that.
Well, I think now, that, like I was saying, with the innovation being people are pushing for new innovation. Yes. And, you know, I have an engineering background and a business background, and people in my field don't, I mean, once you get to the edge of computer science, and there's fighting and stuff, and people have different philosophies, but there isn't this notion of squashing everybody. You know, engineers and scientists in my field, I just didn't experience that. People are trying to figure things out. So I think the more you get people like that looking at it, and these people are starting to run the world, right? I mean, all of our big corporations. So I think you get more of those people looking at these things, it'll break those walls down because they just don't think like that. You know what I'm saying? I think there's a much more open to trying to figure this out and look at our world from new paradigms and new perspectives.
It is resurfacing. You are right. And I remember 20 years ago, every explanation about the pyramids, tombs for the pharaohs. But look at today. You watch Discovery, you watch National Geographic, they start talking about the pyramids being an energy machines. So there is a change there. It's coming. And I can see my colleague researchers. You know, 50 years ago, the first generation of the independent thinkers and independent researchers, which started with Erich von Däniken, 1967, the Chariots of Gods, he was pointing to so many mysterious sites, telling, hey, conventional science is wrong. People were laughing at him. In the 1990s, people like Graham Hancock, Robert Bouvard, John Anthony West, and the others, they were saying, hey, Egyptian pyramids were not built by the pharaohs, but much before that. But they were not scientists. But now, in 2010s and after, some of us in Russia, Indonesia, Bosnia, we have our field projects. We have our, you know, college degrees. We have PhDs, professorships. And we run those field projects, we run the scientific analysis, and we actually change the history. And we realize it is not only about the archaeology, it's about all different fields of life. For example, in Bosnian pyramid tunnels, we have water. Water has been there for 30,000 years. You would expect it to be green, full of microbes, but you do conventional analysis, microbiological, chemical, water is drinkable. You do more analysis, you realize, hey, it vibrates very high, much higher than our, you know, tap water, which is, I mean, we can drink it, but it is full of chlorine, traces of heavy metals. It goes through those metal pipes for miles, so energetically it is dead. But when you drink the pyramid water, it feeds your cell. When we did the molecular structure film, we realized it has a beautiful structure, like a crystal structure. This water is energetically alive. Why? Water has the memory, and this pyramid water being exposed to the best energy fields, what we have there, Schumann resonance, 7.83 hertz, the best electromagnetism, 28 kilohertz, a lot of negative ions, the best stuff, this water becomes healing water. So there's another scientific discipline which is telling us what you can use the pyramid energy for. To improve the molecular structure of the water, which means life for us. You put the seeds, the plant seeds, in the pyramid. It grows 30 to 200% quicker, richer, healthier. So you improve your food. Then we've done a measurement of a human aura, bioenergy field around our body, before entering the tunnels and after coming back. We were using the Russian technology developed by our friend, Professor Korotkov, University of St. Petersburg. So we've noticed that 160 people, 85% had improved aura when they came back from the pyramid tunnels. That's the influence of the pyramid energy. What does that mean? The bigger aura, the immunity goes up. The bigger aura, you develop your spiritual senses. What are the spiritual senses? Telepathy, for one, you exchange the thoughts. Telekinesis, the second one. Seeing other people's aura, seeing different colors of aura, seeing information in the energy fields, even teleportation. These are spiritual senses. Imagine if we can all develop spiritual senses, we would be the free people.
Well, we wouldn't be what we are today. So you are dedicated to being transparent in this project. Yes. And so if people question it and think it's a hoax or whatever, it's like, well, then come and see, right? I mean, you have nothing to hide.
Well, exactly. That's why we have tens of thousands of visitors, tourists, guests, media, volunteers. No secret.
And well, because I got to tell you, I saw Mike or John or Hancock. What's his first name?
Graham Hancock.
I knew I watch him a lot. I think he's great. But I saw a clip of him talking to the Egyptian. What's the name of the guy that's in charge of the Egyptian?
Zahi Haras, Dr. Zahi Haras.
Yes, him. And yes. I saw him on 60 Minutes the other day, and I watched it for about 5 minutes because he was talking about all this stuff. I just thought it was a joke, and I had to turn it off. But he was talking to, and this was after I saw the Graham Hancock thing, so I don't have much respect for him. And I think anybody that sees this would find it laughable. But Graham Hancock was trying to do, it was a debate, I believe, at the University of Chicago. And they were trying, he was trying to have a realistic, you know, professional debate about what he sees. And this guy, the Egyptian guy, just started throwing a tantrum, wouldn't talk to him. And he goes, well, why, how can you say that, you know, where do you get this evidence? He says, from me. He goes, so it's all about you and what you believe? He goes, yeah, it's what I say. Pretty much he was saying the buck stops here and what I say is what's real. And then he stormed out of there. I'm going to add that clip to the radio page so everybody can see that. I would think they would be embarrassed.
Imagine, Sarah, that gentleman, Dr. Zahi Haras, has been the most influential Egyptologist for the last 20 years.
That's embarrassing. So
it is very embarrassing. But he was on a board of Discovery, Science Channel, National Geographic, and History Channel. If you wanted to do a movie about the pyramids in China, Bosnia, Peru, first they would ask him, and he would usually say no.
That's this just is, crazy because
how
they even,
powerful he was.
Well, he must be still pretty powerful because he was on 60 Minutes just a few weeks ago saying the same stuff. And I thought, how can this guy get airtime? Because it's so obvious to anybody with half a brain, what he's saying is silliness. And then the way he acts is childish and just completely ridiculous. Anybody that is a leader or a free thinker or, you know, engineer, smart person would look at that and go, this is a joke. So I don't understand why this person has power and why when we find things around the world, why we aren't going, well, what is this? This is incredible. Let's look at it and figure it out. Maybe the people working on it might not know exactly what it is, and maybe what they're saying is wrong, but who cares? Let's figure it out, because whatever it is, it's pretty amazing.
Exactly right. That's why we need to go back to science and scientific arguments, because in science, when you measure something, another team comes, they confirm your measurement, the third, the fourth, the fifth team, it means it's scientifically proven. In Egypt, for example, they claim those pyramids were built by the pharaoh Cheops. Not a single evidence. No organic material to date. So based on what? Based on their idea about the pharaohs and the dynasties, and they tried to fit certain structures to certain dynasty. This is not how you write history.
Well, and also people like you and stuff need to just move on past this guy and go, this guy is a silly. We're going to stop trying to prove anything to him because it's not worth it. And work with the other people that are willing to actually move on, because there's people trying to prove that the graffiti was done 100 years ago with his name. It's like, it's so obvious. There's nothing else there. There's precision tool stuff all over. You don't even need to prove that the graffiti was only from 100 years ago, because it's like, that's all there. It's so obvious. I think people, smart people, need to move on and say, we're done with that. This is silly. And let's move on and figure this out, because we have some really neat things here and we need this for humankind. And I'm interested. So I want you guys to move faster and figure it out, because I want to know what it's about.
Yes.
Figure it out.
Let me tell you this. Only two places, Russia and Bosnia, we've done so many scientific testing of the pyramid energy. The key is the pyramid energy. It's not the structure. The pyramid is the structure. But how the pyramid works, we have discovered that below the Bosnian pyramid of the sun, there is an iron plate. Why iron? Because iron generates electromagnetic field. What the pyramid does? It amplifies the energy. It does not make energy from nothing.
And that's why the shape? You think that's why these shapes all over the world? Because when you need that shape, you need
You need that
You think you need the stone material on top of the copper?
The pyramid is the most powerful geometrical shape when it comes to the energy. It simply amplifies things. The second thing, below the Bosnian pyramids, we are finding underground water flows. When water moves, it releases the negative ions. The energy form number 3, we have not one, but 2 underground water flows. They are parallel, 70 feet deep, and 170
feet. That's amazing, because that's the same thing they have in Egypt. They know yes. they have a big waterways underneath
exactly.
there.
Yeah. Exactly. So in between, the electrical field can be measured, so you can use this to amplify the electricity. The fourth form of energy, of course, natural magnetism. The fifth form, so-called orgone energy, or life, or chi energy. The pyramids in Bosnia we measured. Well, there is no unit of measurements for the life energy, but only percentage, 1 to 100%. So if in urban areas, it's about 20 to 40%, villages 40 to 60%. The pyramids and pyramid tunnels, 100%. So the pyramid amplifies all these different type of energy. So why do we have those underground tunnels? In Bosnia, not only one level of tunnels, but several levels. When this energy flows through those tunnels are like labyrinths, it flows, it gets amplified more, it's getting inside the pyramid. Over there, we have 7 levels of passageways, and they are laid out as a spiral. So they're going through the spiral, spinning, getting very strong outside through the top of the pyramid. So this is the first one I was telling you about, the one for the communication. But also we measured an interesting, very low frequency, Sarah. You are an engineer, you will understand that. This electromagnetic field is called ELF, extremely low frequency of 7.83 hertz. In science, it is called the Schumann resonance. So with a very sensitive pieces of equipment, you can measure 7.83 in Bosnian pyramids. You go outside, 10, 12, up to 15 hertz. Even though it is very small difference, 7.83 to 12, it is actually a big difference because until 25 years ago, the only resonance on this planet was 7.83. Our planet resonates at 7.83. But after 1990, because we've been producing so much bad electromagnetism through computers and the TVs and our electrical grid, all this bad EM going to ionosphere and from there affecting our planet. It's like a pressure on our planet, and our planet started rising its vibration to 8, 9, 10, 12 hertz. And this is very bad because this is not our natural resonance anymore.
Well, how do you reverse that? How, as a community, do we get it back to natural?
We need to change technology because it's so bad. Whatever frequency you take, for example, 110 volts, 60 hertz in our homes, or 220 in Europe, it's so bad.
Well, I can't see that changing anytime soon. I mean, I'm being honest. I see it expanding.
If we had 24 volt, it would be fine. With 110, it's very bad. Take two cell phones, put them between your ears, two cell phones, and your brain will start boiling, literally. Why? It kills the brain cells because of its frequency. The TVs, computers, they're all bad for us. It is somebody's being doing this to us intentionally. So instead of using the natural frequencies, which are the healthiest,
So you think it's intentional versus us just developing, and we're just smart enough to be bad for ourselves versus. We don't really know. We think it's really great, and so how? Why do you think it's a grand? Well, you know what I'm saying? Can't we stumble into things that are bad?
If it was only the frequency, we have in our homes, then maybe we could say maybe it was not intentional. But you see, every device we develop is the bad frequency. The food that we eat, GMO, 90% in our homes, very bad for us. The water that we drink, low energy, very bad for us. They've been spraying us from above very bad from us. So then you realize, hey, it must be some very strong hidden force behind all of that, which, you know, affect us, humanity, the public, the majority. And look what the ancients were doing. They were using the most powerful geometrical shape, the pyramids. They were using elements of sacred geometry, like the number pi, 3.14, golden mean, 1.618, when they were, you know, designing their structures, they were amplifying the energies. They were using natural energy sources, water moves, iron, quartz crystal amplifies the energy, passageways amplifies the energy. So they were using clean energy, they were using unlimited sources of energy, and they were getting the free energy. On a conceptual level, they were such more advanced than us. And probably they were much more happier than us. And this is all about to be happy, joyful, enjoy the life.
To thrive.
And love.
Abundance and thriving. Having abundance. So you're completely transparent. If someone doesn't believe you and thinks it's a hoax, they can just go and check it out. You have nothing to hide, correct?
Yes.
And
BosnianPyramid.org.
I went there. It's not super easy to find a whole bunch of stuff there, but they can always go to Bosnia too. And you're always putting more information up there, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
We have news. It's very, very, very positive stuff. Now people just fly to Sarajevo, which is the capital of Bosnia. They can, if they're coming from the U.S. through Munich or Vienna or different cities in Europe, they come to Sarajevo. And the Bosnian pyramids are just 30 minutes away with the cab, with the taxi, with the, you know, any other form of transportation. On our archaeological sites, we have 15 of our trained guides that will wait for them. We are open 7 days a week, 365 days a year. No Christmas holiday for us, no New Year's holiday, no independence.
And you're not making a fortune, right? This isn't
Because our entrance is, you know, $5. You know, I went to the natural cave in Slovenia called Postojnska Jama, 28 euros, 35
yeah, so
bucks.
This isn't like you're just making a windfall and making stuff up. There's something here and they can go check it out. Now, how long will it take before you fully excavate one of these pyramids so that people can go and go, wow, it is a pyramid?
Well, these are the largest, the biggest pyramids on the planet. It would take 2,000 people 5 to 10 years to uncover them. Right now, without the government money, without any donations, you know, we rely basically a little bit on those tickets, a few books sold, and my own money. I got my business in Houston, Texas. Now, it is rather slow. Thanks to the volunteers, it's quicker.
But you're getting portions of it so that people can go and go, oh, wow, yeah, this is pretty neat.
Of course. And but I would say, we don't need to uncover all of them. It's a huge construction feat to uncover them. But once you realize what the purpose is, the pyramid energy, the health, the water, the food, spirituality, we've noticed that people got changed. There is a transformation process when you visit the Bosnian pyramids. They think more about the spirituality, not only about, you know, going after the money, materialistic stuff. They think about how to get into the balance between physical and spiritual.
So,
they think more about the nature. So
if you wanted to go into the tunnels and check it out and feel that experience, is it $5?
Yeah.
I mean, so if I wanted to go to Bosnia, if I really wanted to check this out, could an average person go check it out and go under the tunnels themselves?
Yeah, of course. Everybody can come. Now, for people who are coming for the first time, we recommend they come throughout. We have our tour and conference packages. For example, in March for spring equinox, March 15, March 22nd, I host a group of usually 50, 60 people from different countries. And every day we go to different locations. We discuss in deep the pyramid energy. For example, the Bosnian pyramid of the sun. It's a male, very strong energy. The moon pyramid, female, emotional. The tunnels, healthy energy, spirituality.
How do you know that? Or are you just, you...
Well, there are thousands of sensitive people. Some people are experts in science. Some people are expert in spiritual science. Some people are very good dowsers. They are giving us a lot of information. And then you can feel those stuff. You open your hands in those tunnels. There are big blocks. Open your hands. You feel tingling in your fingers. You cannot see anything. You cannot
and even see. Somebody who's not spiritually connected or doesn't think that one. So some any old, any because you have to admit that a lot of scientists and engineers like me, we tend not to be as spiritual. Now, I mean, some of are, but you know, you tend to think kind of more black and white. If we went there, we'd still be affected by this, the negative ions, and we'd feel so much better. Everyone feels it. You don't have to be spiritual to feel it.
If you do medical examination, you know, the blood, the urine, about 30 exactly. parameters before and after, it's very easy to find out. Just in August, we had 20 people, 40 to 70 years old. We measured all those parameters in the clinic before they came to the pyramids. And then after they got back, and for example, sedimentation, meaning there is some type of infection, was a little bit higher in every one of them because they were age 40 to 70 years old. Immediately after coming from the tunnels, you know, their state was much better. So everybody is affected, whether we want that or not. Just those who put the power of intention behind it, they can benefit even more. We have people who come even with cancer, and they come regularly once a week, or if they stay for 7 days, twice a day, they can see the progress literally hour after hour after hour. So the pyramid energy is the future of science. I mean, we should not disregard the power of geometry, sacred geometry, the pyramids, the clean sources of energy, unlimited sources of energy.
Well, at some point, someone really thought they were amazing because they're all over the world, right? There's something here. You guys can't figure this out fast enough for me. I'm just totally enthralled with our history.
You all need to come and witness it for yourself. And so either come March, come June, come any month you want. You can come through us. You can come directly. You can go with the biggest skeptics. We don't care. Just come and you will make your own conclusions.
No, I'd love to see this. I got to get my kids there too. I just want us to figure this stuff out because it's so obvious our history is different than
yes.
what's. It's just so obvious. And it also seems to me that these things have to be something more. The energy conclusion makes sense to me because why would you build these big structures like this? I mean, it just doesn't make sense. And I don't believe in the whole pharaoh, you know, burial thing. I just don't think that makes sense. I think the whole thing is silliness. There has to be more. So this energy thing makes sense. And the fact that you're actually being able to measure it and you're being able to show it is significant. And I don't know how you can ignore significant measurements. I don't understand why we're ignoring this. It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, Sarah, you know, with the new discoveries, first they laugh at you, they attack you, they boycott you, and then finally they admit that you've been right, you know, from the beginning.
That's the way it always works. So have fun with that. This is great. Thank you so much for joining me. And I'll get this information up on my web page or the radio page for the show. And if there's any other exciting things that you can send me, I will put up there as well. And I'll also have a link to your page as well.
All right. Excellent. I'll send you maybe a file or two.
Okay. Have a wonderful day. Thanks and good work.
I enjoyed. Thank you, Sarah.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Well, I hope you enjoyed this interview. And if you want to hear any of my past shows, go to my website at sarahwestall.com. I have over 100 different shows that I've done on disruptive and innovative and big ideas. So there is a ton of things that you can dig into there. And I always have articles that go with my shows. So there's a lot of information, including with this one, with pictures showing precision tooling and all sorts of interesting things. Links to other sites and videos as well, showing people who are really digging into this topic. It's very interesting. And if you want to listen to my show on podcasts, it's available on over 90 plus channels all over the place. And I also play on WBLQ 1230 AM in New York, Rhode Island, and Connecticut. And I'm on Transformation Talk Radio 7 days a week as well. So you can hear me
all over the place. And of course, I am now going to be airing on Global Star Radio Satellite, which I'm excited about, at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesdays. So for now, I hope everyone has an amazing day.
You've been listening to Business Game Changers with host Sarah Westall. Tune in each Monday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, as Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in Mondays at 12 noon Pacific time and learn more about Sarah at sarahwestall.com today.